Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. Yesterday I rotted in bed for the entire day because I went out the day before that. It was not planned. It was not that intense, but I feel like I was so tired and exhausted from the past couple of days, couple of weeks, that like it hit me. And then yesterday I woke up at noon, and so I pretty much did nothing for the entire day except watching Dexter and eating and napping. That's what I did. So today I'm trying to seize the day and make the most out of it. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about social media, and more specifically my addiction to social media. I know it's a bold statement, and do I consider myself addicted to social? I feel like we're all addicted to social media in one way or another. And what happens is, especially recently, I've been catching myself reaching for my phone for absolutely no reason. Let's say I was waiting for something, or even for at work, like while working and something downloading, I would just reach for my phone and look at social media for absolutely no reason. It's almost like it was a reflex and like muscle memory to just grab my phone and see what's up. And it doesn't necessarily come from a fear of missing out, or at least not consciously, maybe unconsciously. But it's like, it's this thing that I do, I don't even think about it, and then I, next thing I do is look at my phone, and then I spend like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour on my phone for absolutely no reason, just because I felt the need to be distracted or to be entertained while I wait for something. And what happens also is I will go on my phone for like one specific thing, let's say to look at an email or to like search for a specific information, but then I get distracted with all these notifications, and then I scroll on TikTok, or I'm on Instagram answering DMs, looking at stories, liking posts, and then I just get lost in the whole thing because of this one thing that I wanted to look up. And then I immediately get distracted, and I get this rush of dopamine and serotonin, and this is where I think the addiction comes from. It's honestly very bad, and I find myself trapped. I feel like I'm trapped in this thing where social media is work for me. I work in social media, and I'm connected all the time, and then I also have this personal life where I'm also on social media because I, you know, this is what I do. This is what I want to do. It's allowing me to reach my goals in a way, my professional goals, but at what cost? And that's what's been on my mind lately. And I was having a conversation about that recently with a date, actually, and we were talking about the impact that social media has on like interpersonal relationships and just like family relationships, friendships, and how it, we have like this, not this distorted vision of what reality is, but in a way it's like, I know personally I use social media for many, many things, one of which is trying to not escape reality, but get distracted, get entertained, connect with people, also get inspired for work. I use social media for so many things, and I go towards social media for so many things that I feel like I can't really draw the line for what's work related, for what's entertainment related, for what's just inspiration, and for what's connection with other people. Because let's be real here, when I want to talk to somebody, I go on social media. That's my first reflex. I go on Instagram and I DM them. I don't text people, rarely. I don't call people, rarely. The people that I call, my family, my friends. And even then, it's like quick calls because I hate speaking on the phone. But it's like, it's so freaking weird. And my mother also kind of brought this up with me. And she told me that if I didn't have social media, there would be no way for her to know how I am. Because, again, as I said, I'm not a big caller. I don't call people. I don't have this reflex where I text people or even call them and just, like, ask for their news, how they're doing, how they've been doing. It's not a reflex of mine. And I'm working on that because I know it's been an issue with my friends and my family. But what she said was, if it wasn't for social media, I don't think I would have any news from you. I don't think I would know how you're doing. And the way for her to actually know how I'm doing and to be able to know what I'm up to is by watching my stories, listening to my coffee talks, watching my videos, which I know sounds horrible now that I say it out loud. And I've had this conversation with her, and I know how that must make her feel, because I'm putting it out there in the world, for the world to see, not necessarily just for her to see, but that's her way, my mother, my mom, who knows me the best, who is one of the person that I love the most and who loves me the most also, her main way, her main source of information to be able to have some news from me is through social media. And that is very sad. I'm realizing that now. Yeah. But in my head, it's like, it's not intended to be that way. I don't necessarily post stories and videos and TikToks to give news, but I get that it's a way for people around me to know how I'm doing and what I'm up to. And it contributes to this whole addiction thing. It's like, well, if I'm not posting anything on social media, then what am I doing? Which sounds freaking insane. Like, it sounds insane that this is what my reflection is. This is how I think. But it's like, again, social media is what I do for work. And so I need to be connected. I need to be on it in order to know what's next, what's trending, what I should be doing, not only for my personal platforms, but for a client as well, because they have, you know, some expectations and I have to deliver. And one way for me to actually be able to deliver that to clients and even for myself is by looking at what other creators are doing, looking at what other organizations are doing, being connected and consuming some of that content to get some inspo from it. But where I have difficulty drawing the line is what's personal, what's for my own entertainment, and what's for inspiration, and what's just for, like, general consumption. And if I'm being completely honest with you here, there are times where it was intended for me to scroll on social media to get inspiration, but where I just kind of got lost in the whole rabbit hole of TikTok specifically. Let's talk about TikTok in that specific situation. TikTok is, like, as much as I love it and as much as it's kind of my favorite platform for what it brings me, but also for what I'm able to share on TikTok and the community I've grown on TikTok, it's like this thing where it's a love-hate relationship that I have with TikTok. And I do find myself pretty good in the way that I know people around me who scroll endlessly on TikTok for hours and hours. And I have yet to find myself in this position. I do feel like I have a good sense of control when it comes to TikTok. Because at some point I realized that I've been scrolling for too many minutes. And I do feel this rush of dopamine and serotonin, as I mentioned, and I feel like it's a little too much, it's a little overstimulating. So this is usually when I know that I have to, like, shut it down and read a book or, like, just get off my phone for a little while. But it's like, I don't know, it's so weird because everyone around me is connected through social media, and even me filming this right now is kind of ironic, because even though YouTube is more, like, about content and streaming and, like, It's a more slow-paced platform, but it's still social media. It's still a way for people to connect. It's still a way for people to get inspired. It's still a way for people to get entertained. You can find whatever you want on YouTube, frankly, and you can get lost in it as much as you can get lost on YouTube, as much as you can get lost on Instagram, as much as you can get lost on pretty any social media platform. And as I said, me filming this and creating the content and posting it and entertaining people or trying to entertain people is ironic, because I am saying that it's a problem, that I am kind of, that we all have this social media addiction and that it's a burden for a lot of people. But here I am kind of feeding it and feeding into other people's addiction and feeding into the whole like approval and external approval. And frankly, if I'm being completely honest with myself and with you, part of the reason why I'm on social media and I'm creating content is to get people's approval, is to get validation, external validation that I'm relevant, that I'm funny, that I'm witty, that I'm interesting, that I'm, I don't know, whatever it is that I want to prove myself that I am. It's kind of why we're all doing it in a way, whether it's conscious or not. Let's say you're out at a restaurant and you're posting a story about what you're eating. Why are you doing this? I'm asking you this question. I find myself doing this way too often, where it's like the meal looks delicious and I kind of want to brag to people that I'm at a place where the food is nice and it looks nice and I want people to see what I'm up to. But on the opposite end, when I'm like, for example, yesterday I didn't post anything because I was rotting in bed for the entire day, and that to me was not interesting and it was not relevant and it was not relatable, when in fact we all have this kind of day where we rot in bed, where we feel, you know, hopeless and unproductive and we feel like a potato. We all have these kind of days. But yet, what we choose to put forward and what we choose to broadcast and what we choose to post is only the good side. And this is what I find kind of toxic about social media, is we get to curate this image of ourselves. And what I'm trying to do as much as I can with the coffee talks, with my TikTok account, with my Instagram account, is to be as authentic as possible. And again, I am aware that I'm still curating this image, and specifically on Instagram, where I have like a more aesthetic image of who I am and I project some sort of personality on Instagram. I'm trying as much as I can to be authentic and to project an image that's true to not necessarily 100% of who I am, but that reflects a part of me, that reflects a part of what I do, what I like, my interests, and who I am. But it's tough, because you get to see what other people are up to and you get to see what they do and who they are, and you kind of want to, you want to replicate that, you want to compare yourself and you want to be up to their standard, but you know you're not all that, if that makes sense. And kind of in the same route, I do find it hard to make real connections through social media, especially when it comes to dating. Because again, as I said, I'm pretty much active on all the social media platforms, and I get how it makes me look. I'm aware of that, and I'm aware that there is a lot of information about who I am and about how I think and about my interests that is available out there. If somebody wanted to stalk me, they would have access to so much information, and it would put me in a position where I would feel inferior, in the way that they would have all this knowledge about me and I wouldn't know shit about that person, you know? And it happened in the past where it has ruined some potential relationships, because they knew so much, because they had access to so much of the who I am, that it ruined the image that they had of me. It ruined the idea that they had of me, and they didn't take the time to know me fully. And this is what now I talk about it on the first date, or even in the first conversation, because it happened too many times where I was seeing someone and then they would see how important social media was to me for a work aspect, but also as like my personal platforms, and they were kind of turned off by it, because then they had this idea of me that was only like partially who I am. And it all comes back to what I've been saying about curating an image and everything and trying to be authentic. It's part of the reason why I'm trying to be authentic on social media. It's because I want people to make this idea of me that is as accurate as possible, without obviously having access to 100% of who I am, because only my friends and family have access to that, and I cherish that very much, and it's important for me to keep some sort of privacy when it comes to that. But again, I also want to be authentic. So I'm in this dilemma where I want to portray a certain image, but I also want to be authentic, but I also want to keep some things private, but I also want to broadcast who I am and be as vulnerable as possible, but again, keep some sort of intimacy and trying to make relationships through all that and talking about dating and talking about my friends and talking about my thoughts. And it's like, it's hard to draw the line sometimes. And I feel like it can be easy to get lost in it. And I've been lost in it multiple times before. And obviously I'm kind of doomed here because, as I said, I work in social media, so I can't really detox myself from it. I couldn't go like social media free for a week. I could do it for like 24 hours, but is that enough? I don't know. I've done it before. I've done like a 24-hour screen free. So no social media, no cell phone, no television, no computer, really like screen free for an entire day. And it has been beneficial on many levels. But the reality is I couldn't do it for more than 24 hours because, well, that's work and I need to pay the bills. And especially being self-employed and being a freelancer, I couldn't afford not to be connected for more than 24 hours, which sounds pathetic and sad, but that's the reality. But let's say, let's be hypothetical here. Let's say I wouldn't be working in social media and I wouldn't need it to pay the bills. Would I still delete it? Truthfully, I don't know. Because I had a friend who deleted all social media for, I think it was a year. And at that time, the only way for us to be able to reach him was via text or calls. And then eventually he went on Discord and we created a Discord channel just to be able to chat and keep up with one another. And at one point, he confessed that he downloaded TikTok again because he felt the need, not necessarily to be entertained and distracted, but it's because whenever we would be hanging out with him, he wouldn't get the references that we would have, and he felt like a black sheep because he couldn't relate to the crowd. He couldn't relate to the social references that we all had, the cultural references that came from social media, that was shared through social media, and he just felt disconnected because he was physically disconnected. He didn't have any social media, but he felt disconnected with the people as well because he was not able to keep up with the conversations. He was not able to, not that he couldn't have a conversation, but in a way that whatever references we would have that were like trending sounds or whatever, he couldn't understand that. And it made him feel, you know, like he didn't belong, like he couldn't relate and that he was missing out on something. So with that being said, do I think I could be able to live without social media for more than a week? Maybe more than a week. Okay, a week seems reasonable, but completely, no, I don't think so. I don't think so because it is, whether we like it or not, a way for us to connect nowadays. It is a way for us to communicate. It is a way for us to get entertained and to share some knowledge. The amount of stuff I'm learning on TikTok is incredible. I still don't understand how TikTok is free, and I want it to stay that way, but the amount of knowledge I gain from TikTok, again, some of it is true, some of it is not, and we have to be able to decipher what's real and what's not, but it's such a great platform, and social media has been more beneficial than the opposite, but I am aware that I am addicted to it in a way, and that we all are in a way, and realizing it is good. But what am I going to do about it? I still don't know. And I'm here ranting about social media and how bad it is. But truthfully, I love social media because it's a way for me, as I said, to connect and to be able to just share whatever I want to share. Just me doing this here right now wouldn't be possible if YouTube didn't exist. And without social media, I wouldn't be able to share what I do. I wouldn't be able to connect with people. I wouldn't be able to get entertained. I wouldn't be able to have all this knowledge. And I would feel disconnected the same way that my friend did when he didn't have it. So would I be able to live without it? No. And that just reinforces the idea that I'm addicted to it. So, and I know that the word addicted and the word addiction is pretty strong. But I feel like it's kind of what it is, in a way. Whether we like it or not, we are all addicted to it, to a certain extent. Is it a real addiction? Maybe, maybe not. But it is what it is. And personally, what I've been liking to do to kind of manage this addiction, if you will, is to not consume anything for the first hour upon waking and the last hour before going to bed. So I put my phone on do not disturb for the entire night. Actually, I put it in sleep mode, and then I don't get off of sleep mode until 1 hour after I've woken up. Lately it's been hard because I haven't been really good with my schedule and with my routine, if you will. So I've been kind of all over the place. But when I actually am doing it regular, like daily, and when I cut the amount of time that I spend on my phone, it does make a difference because I find myself feeling less motivated, less productive, and just less energized. The more time I spend on my phone and on social media specifically, the less productive and motivated and energized I feel. There's a direct correlation. Like, I feel it in my body. I know it. It's not just a feeling that I have. It's actually true. Whenever I spend time on my phone and in front of a screen, on my computer, watching TV, the less motivated I feel, the less productive I feel, and the less things I want to do. Whereas when I'm out and about doing stuff, feeling productive, not looking at my phone, I feel like I want to do more. And so, with that in mind, this is why I try and cut down the time I spend on my phone and on social media specifically, because, well, for all of the reasons I've been talking about for the past 15 minutes. So if I could give you a piece of advice, it would be to do just that. Just put your phone on sleep mode for the entire night and upon waking, and also before going to bed, like at least an hour before going to bed, because that way you're allowing your brain to take a break from all this, all those stimulants, all this dopamine and serotonin, and to be able to actually relax and be in sleep mode and just have a peaceful and resting sleep and just feel disconnected for a little while, because we're always connected. So if you could allow yourself to have at least 2 hours a day where you're disconnected, where you're reading, journaling, doing yoga, just doing breath work, whatever it is that you're doing, just even chilling with your thoughts in your bed, just doing that, for me, it has been beneficial. So do with that information what you will. You're a grown up, you're an adult, maybe you're not, but still, you make your own decisions. So anyway, that was a really big rant about social media. And as I said, I couldn't live without it. So what can I do other than talk about it? Not much. Maybe change a little bit of my behaviors, as I said. But hey, it's a work in progress. Progress? Yeah. And yeah, definitely getting lost in the sauce here. So you guessed it. This is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in bonne journée.